1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Livia Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Grand Junction Economic Partnership is out with its 2023 annual report showing the impact of economic development in Grand Junction, Fruta, and Palisade. 2023, the best year on record for GJEP, supporting 10 business relocations or expansions and engaging in 16 local assists. The work resulting in 161 new jobs with an average annual wage of $61,000. City of Denver has canceled your kids' meal sodas. City Council last night approving a new law requiring meals for children to list only milk, water, or milk substitutes like almond milk as the default drink. The Denver Post says sweet beverages can still be provided by request until July 1st, when every restaurant in Denver must adjust their menus to remove those as listed options for kids' meals. Montrose County School District officials looking at ways to deal with needed capital improvements. A survey conducted in February found 50% support for a proposed 11.81 mil property tax on the November ballot. District spokesman Matt Jenkins tells the Montrose Press that would cover a remodel at Montrose High School and millions of dollars in deferred maintenance and safety projects across the district. Delta County Jail has become the first jail in the state to provide replacement photo IDs through the Colorado Department of Motor Vehicles. Jail-based Behavioral Services Administrator Jackie Felix says providing incarcerated individuals replacement photo IDs removes a major barrier to re-entry into society and contributes to the reduction in recidivism rates. A new youth sports complex coming to fruition in Grand Junction, groundbroken yesterday on the Blackout Sports Fieldhouse on 23 and a half road near Community Hospital. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.